Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, June 30th. Happy Resurrection Day! I'm reading from the Christian Standard Bible this week. We're picking up in Acts chapter 15, verses 1 through 21. This is the dispute in Antioch and the first council of Christians that come together to talk about how the Gentiles should be included in the faith. As we read God's Word today, my prayer is that you'll be able to worship with us at Mountain Brook Baptist, either in person or via the live stream, or wherever you worship the Lord in community. Acts chapter 15, starting in verse 1. Some men came down from Judea and began to teach the brothers, "Unless you are circumcised according to the custom prescribed by Moses, you cannot be saved." After Paul and Barnabas had engaged them in serious argument and debate, Paul and Barnabas and some others were appointed to go up to the apostles and elders in Jerusalem about this issue. When they had been seen on their way by the church, they passed through both Phoenicia and Samaria, describing in detail the conversion of the Gentiles, and they brought great joy to all the brothers and sisters. When they had arrived at Jerusalem, they were welcomed by the church, the apostles, and the elders, and they reported all that God had done with them. But some of the believers who belonged to the party of the Pharisees stood up and said, "It is necessary to circumcise them and to command them to keep the law of Moses." The apostles and the elders gathered to consider this matter. After there had been much debate, Peter stood up and said to them, "Brothers, you are aware that in the early days God made a choice among you, that by my mouth the Gentiles would hear the gospel message and believe. And God, who knows the heart, bore witness to them by giving them the Holy Spirit, just as he also did to us. He made no distinction between us and them, cleansing their hearts by faith. Now then, why are you testing God by putting a yoke on the disciples' necks that neither our ancestors nor we have been able to bear? On the contrary, we believe that we are saved through the grace of the Lord Jesus in the same way they are." The whole assembly became silent and listened to Barnabas and Paul describe all the signs and wonders God had done through them among the Gentiles. After they stopped speaking, James responded, "Brothers, listen to me. Simeon has reported how God first intervened to take from the Gentiles a people for his name. And the words of the prophets agree with this. As it is written, 'After these things I will return and rebuild David's fallen tent. I will rebuild its ruins and set it up again, so that the rest of humanity may seek the Lord, even all the Gentiles who are called by my name,' declares the Lord, who makes these things known from long ago. Therefore, in my judgment, we should not cause difficulties for those among the Gentiles who turn to God, but instead we should write to them to abstain from things that are polluted by idols, from sexual immorality, from eating anything that has been strangled, and from blood. For since ancient times, Moses has had those who proclaim him in every city, and every Sabbath day he is read aloud in the synagogues." Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together on this Resurrection Day. In the book of Acts here, we witness the first church council, and this is a pivotal turning point for the church. There's an issue up for debate about how the Gentile converts are going to be handled. Do they need to be circumcised or not? Do they need to follow the law of Moses or not? And one part of the council says, yes, to be included fully, they need to do all these things that we have done. But then the other side of the argument was, God knows people's hearts, and he has confirmed that he accepts the Gentiles by giving them the Holy Spirit. And so eventually the decision is made that the Gentiles do not need to convert to Judaism to believe in Jesus. And while this may not be very important now, at the time, it was a fundamental change in the way the church was viewed. It wasn't just that Jesus's sect was a part of Judaism. Now it's saying the Jerusalem Council is affirming the distinction that clearly welcomes anybody who believes in Jesus. So it's not just Jews, but it's all people. And this is the way that the New Testament church continues to go. And as we're going to see throughout the New Testament, there are a lot of times when the traditionalists and those who are led by mostly Greek people, they kind of clash. And Paul and Peter and James and all of the apostles have to work out the kinks and the conflict that arises. This reminds me that sometimes conflict is not all bad. Sometimes it helps us to get to a better place in life. James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4 reminds us that trials are an opportunity to grow. Most of us think of conflict as something we need to avoid, but a conflict sometimes gives us an opportunity to grow in tremendous ways. Although it is difficult to think about, sometimes without trials, we remain immature in our faith or incomplete or lacking many godly characteristics. Here, Peter gets to the heart of the conflict. In verse 8, he says, God, who knows the heart, bore witness to them by giving them the Holy Spirit, just as he also did to us. He makes no distinction between us and them, cleansing their hearts by faith. So the real crux of the matter wasn't whether the people were being circumcised or they were obeying the Old Testament ceremonial laws, but if their heart was given over to the Lord. And ultimately, when we enter into conflict, we have to do some self-examination. Is my heart for God to be pleased and for God's kingdom to go forward? Or am I just mad because my own will and my own way is being trespassed? Just some things to think about today as we enter into a time of prayer. Will you pray with me? Oh, Father, we are unworthy to enter into your presence, but by the strong name of Jesus our Lord, we can come boldly and freely. Help us not to take for granted this aspect of our relationship with you. Please, Lord, forgive us of selfishness, of presumption, of the ways in which we enter into conflict for no good reason. Help us, Lord, to be a people who are on fire for you, desirous that all people would know you and follow you, even those who are different than us. Be with churches all over the world today, we pray, and help us to be a conduit of your love and grace. Remind us, Lord, that you are the changer of hearts. You know our hearts and you change our hearts. And so would you cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Jesus, for coming, for bearing witness to the right way, and for giving us a new name, the name Christian. We love you, Lord, and we pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.